I don't know, you couldn't call him a part-time preacher.
No, well, you could, I suppose you could call him a part-time preacher, but I was thinking something like, you might call a carpenter this too, a person who you might, who might be reliable enough to build a chicken coop for you, but you'd never have him build a house for you.
I can't think of that name, but I know what you're thinking about.
Jack
Leg, yeah.
All right. Now, I want to just, that's okay. Now, how would you use that for what kinds of occupations might you use that for, the word Jack Leg?
Well, you said Jack Leg carpenter or Jack Leg preacher. I don't know, it wouldn't hardly happen for the farmer, would it?
Now, how about a lawyer?
Yeah. Used to the lawyer, exactly.
How about a doctor?
Well, I never did hear one called that. But,
okay.
But I don't know.
Yeah. What is that? How would you describe that if you called somebody or if you heard somebody, if someone told you someone was a jackleg preacher or carpenter, what would that mean?
Well, that means that he wasn't professional and he wasn't maybe too good at it.
Okay. And if your brother came over to your house when your children were here, you'd say, he just got married. You might say to your children, now, this is your uncle, and here is his wife.
Your aunt.
You say the whole thing, here is your... That's right.
Your uncle and aunt?
Yeah, but yeah, with your, though. Not my uncle, not my aunt.
Not your uncle, aunt.
Not my aunt, but you.
Your aunt.
Okay. Do you remember the Abraham's wife's name?
Sarah.
Right, and the this little boy Billy. If he was your aunt's husband, and when he grew up, he'd be called.
Husband, dear uncle.
Uncle
Bill.
Yeah, but if you're going to use his whole name, you'd say
Uncle Bill, whatever his last name.
Well, his full name, though, wouldn't be Bill, it would be
William.
All right. And Kennedy's president's first name was
John.
And the commander of the Confederate Army in the Civil War was
Lee.
Yeah. Now you wouldn't call him Mr. Lee. You'd call him well, just his rank, like MacArthur or Eisenhower.
Commander.
Yeah. But anybody who had a star on his shoulder would be a
colonel. I know. Let's see. It wouldn't be a colonel, it'd be higher rank.
It'd be a general.
General, yeah, general.
So if speaking of Lee, if you're speaking of Lee, you'd say
General Lee.
And if you're speaking, let's say this man's name was Brown, with the next rank down, you know, had the eagle on his shoulder.
He would be colonel, wouldn't
he? Yeah. And his name would be
Colonel. What is his name? I forget now.
Okay, well, Brown.
Brown, yes, Colonel Brown.
All right, and then the next, the next rank down from there starts with an M.
Let's see. I think we want to see.